Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
First question, excluding your pets, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Would you ever get out of the car, man?
No! Haven't you ever seen footage of a family that are on safari, maybe? They're at a park, or I don't know if they're at an animal sanctuary in Africa, or they
it's
are
one
just...
one of those drive-through safari things.
And they get out of the car and start walking around, man, and the lions or tigers or whatever the hell they are just running around them like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, you think to yourself, how dumb are you to get out of the car to take a picture?
Amazingly dumb. That's why you have a window. You can see right through it. Just aim your camera at that, man.
As soon as the bear sat down and put its paws on the front of the car, mm-hmm. with two cubs in the area, my ass is in reverse. I'm driving the hell out of there.
Well, now wait. Do you wait for the bear to finish up with the car, or do you just slam it in reverse?
Well, if he's in the front of the car and he's got his hands up on the hood, I'm putting it in reverse. I'm going to start driving slowly backward down that road that I came up.
I'll pay the extra fines for the scratches.
Really? Yeah. I think I tried to wait him out.
Because if anyone asks, what happened to your hood of your car? I say, grizzly bear.
Like, BS.
I mean, look, I've told the story a bunch. I saw a black bear once, and it scared me so bad.
Just based on the size?
Just based on size. I mean, just instant fear.
How big
is it? And you're sleeping
it?
In a tent, dude.
Yeah, right, that's the difference, right?
I mean, you want to go camping up there. That's the idea. We're going to go camping out in the middle of nowhere. Well, you know what's out there.
Yeah.
Dude, the grizzly bears, too, when you're talking in that area, like, there's so many of them and stuff. I had a buddy that... I think you got to get, like, certain passes to go camping at that national park.
Sure.
So he went up there for 2 weeks, but he legit, like called everybody, even texted everybody, and be like, you might not hear from me again.
Mm-hmm. Still alive.
Steve and I...
That sounds like a fun trip.
Steve and I were up in Anchorage on our hike, man. I mean, a bear had just attacked a jogger across the street from our hotel the day before.
Come on, we're staying downtown.
So we already know bears are in the area. And then, you know, we get up, but even though it was not really the most difficult hike, it had some challenging aspects of it, but I didn't care. The only thing I cared about was the fact
that I kept
looking over my shoulder, man, the entire time. I didn't bring any food, I didn't bring any gel packs, I didn't bring any trail mix.
I was angry the whole time.
I didn't bring
anything.
Because I was afraid, man.
This is some white people crap, and I'm being killed by a bear. And this is stupid.
You brought no snacks?
No snacks.
No.
And we were at this
point
where...
Dude, a grizzly bear had eaten a jogger across the street from where we're staying, and the point of the...
Attacked or eaten?
A little bit of both. Half of one, all of the other. And the problem was, this was like the third time either this bear or grizzly bears in general had attacked people in downtown Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine going on a hike without some snacks.
And then, Ted, to make matters worse, then this huge...
Ted would have gotten us killed.
This huge cloud formation just rolled over top of us while we're up there. We're up pretty high. And so we can't see. I mean, we literally can't see like 10 feet in front of us. And you can't see the trail either because we're in a boulder field at this point.
And you're in a cloud.
So basically, the only way that you could figure out where in the hell you were going is you were looking for spray paint marks.
Or the screams of your friends when the bear got them.
So we don't know
what's going on. My ears were peeled, bro.
I mean, you're crawling on all fours looking for, like, spray paint, wondering if there's a goddamn bear 5 feet in front of you, and you can't even see.
Only you will be a snack.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA. I was terrified, though.
Yeah.
I was absolutely terrified.
I was too.
I can't see.
And it was your idea, man.
There's going to be a bear there.
That's all I could think. And I even told him, I'm like, straight up, if a bear chart, I'm running. I cannot run both of you. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
It's going
to
chase you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
So it was a couple of years ago, my family and I, we went down to Puerto Nuevo in Mexico. And we're on the beach, and I'm sitting there with my brother, and like, you want to go in? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to go in. And so we grab a couple boogie boards, and then we get out there, And so we're sitting there, and we're about 20 feet apart. And we're sitting there, we're looking at each other. We're like, dude, we're not alone out here.
See, I hate
something
those words.
Keeps bumping, and something keeps bumping myself and my brother. And so a big enough wave comes in for us to catch, and we see it. There's a ton. I counted maybe 20 to 30 stingrays were out there with us.
Oh, wow. So no, wait.
And with stingrays.
Not a wow. Was this post-Steve Irwin?
This was post-Steve Irwin,
see,
yes.
That kind of ruined it for me, man. I would have thought it was cool, but now if I saw that, all I would think is Steve Irwin.
Well, if they bump into you, I don't think they really have an issue with you. But if you try to be, if you try to grab them or be aggressive, then that tail's going to come up.
Wild animals of the world, I can promise you, I mean, I'm never trying to grab your ass.
That dude,
I can guarantee, whoever you're mad at, it ain't me. I guarantee
that. That stingray hit the jackpot at the casino on that one. I mean, that was just a...
It's one way of stating
it. That was...
Situation, but it happened.
A one in a million shot.
Yeah.
Because he hit him in the heart.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Anywhere else,
yeah, I get
Steve
that.
Irwin would have been fine.
But he's not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999.
Now, I hear what you're saying. I'm saying that changed the game.
My dad and I were on a catamaran. He used to have a catamaran, a Hobie Craft, and you can see through the bottom of it because it's, you know, it's a couple canvas things and it's stitched together so you can look down in the water. And we
safety first.
Dad's got a dog. We've got
catamarans are pretty cool.
We've got a cooler.
They are cool.
We'll go down to lovely Calladasy Island, just west of Dunedin, Florida. We're on this damn thing, and we look down, and the dog is losing its mind. Golden Retriever, I can't remember the name of the damn dog. Either way, the dog is losing its mind. This huge shadow comes up, right? And the shadow's underneath the boat, and then the shadow just keeps going, and we're going at a pretty good clip, keep in mind. The shadow goes in front of us. We don't think anything about it.
You don't.
60 seconds later, we see this thing breach out of the water. And then it landed. This manta ray was huge. It was a huge-ass devil ray. And when it hit the water, it sounded like 10 tons of dynamite going off.
All right.
It sounded like the biggest belly flop that you've ever heard. Like, boom! Dog freaks out, jumps off the boat. Now we got to turn around and get his ass pulled in. He freaked the hell out.
They do that to scratch themselves.
What's that?
The rays, they skip along the top of the water, and it's almost like to scratch.
Oh, it's belly rub.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's a belly rub.
Oh, you saw an itchy ray. Huh. Oh, look at that little itchy ray.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Someone's saying Steve Irwin was stabbed, they believe, about 16 times by the stingray.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't like just one bullseye shot.
Damn, that thing was... that's fast.
Like an angry X, you know what I'm saying? It's like Big Shirley when you were $20. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
And he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
All right.
Tom, well,
his phone just
waited gone. All that time. Hola. The battery died.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
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 So my story kind of starts out, I was traveling for work, and we were working in Deerfield Beach, Florida. So we decided we wanted to run down to Miami to find the local Hooters. And
that's a mission.
I'm in the back seat. At this time, I'm probably 20, 21-ish. And I see the wild iguanas just kind of in the middle of like one of those turnarounds. And I decided it was a good idea to try to go and catch one. So,
yes, that's
didn't
a great
work out
idea.
So well, yeah, it was a fantastic idea. So I run up, and they're a lot easier to catch than you would think. But they put up a heck of a fight.
All right,
you don't say.
I was cut up. I was bruised. This thing had bit me like four or five times.
Yes,
how big was it?
It probably around 4 foot.
I was going to say, the ones I've seen down there are not small.
No, they're huge. And, yeah, so I thought it was a great idea, but turns out it's not the smartest idea ever.
Did you manage to wrangle it?
For a short amount of time, and then I realized how stupid that idea was. As I'm bleeding.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get to the point where you said, maybe I didn't think this all the way through?
Probably 30 seconds, maybe.
Okay. All
right. And then the afterthought when you're driving to Hooters, are you thinking to yourself, maybe did I get a disease from this thing? Can I still eat chicken wings? Like, what's going through your mind?
So I was kind of worried about that, but, we had plenty of beer at Hooters, so it
was good.
Went away.
Yeah, yeah. It's, by the time you got to Hooters, things are probably fine.
Were you a bit of a bloody mess when you walked into the Hooters?
So, yes and no. I went right into the bathroom, kind of cleaned up a little bit. My shirt was ripped, so that kind of stinked, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Hooters in Florida. I feel like that's fine.
Right. I think a Hooters in Florida would be the Hooters to go to.
If you look at
the map of Florida, it's not that Florida does not have attractive people in it, but the farther you go north, that's more Alabama.
Miami's attractive.
Georgia.
Just say it.
And Mississippi. Yeah, by the time you get down to Miami, I mean, you want to talk about going to Hooters. To me, that would be the Hooters you would go to.
And the rest of Florida, I think they would just call it Hooter. Not trying to say anything about the people. Yeah,
I'd still go to any Hooters in Florida.
Yeah, you know,
the original Tampa location's
right,
probably
Floridians,
fine.
Like, in the central part. There's a good face.
There's a good face?
I don't know how to explain that correctly.
No, you just did.
Right? Like, there's, I think, when you think of people from time. Crazy Florida people, yeah. You think about the older kind of people that are already all suntanned and leathery.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think most people, Central Florida or not, are hot when they're...
Yeah.
When they're Hooters age.
I got you. I know exactly what
I
you're
follow
saying.
You. Right.
I'm trying to think. Oh, because one of the best Hooters I went to was in Jacksonville.
At the Landing.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Right, we've both been to that same Hooters.
Yeah, we have.
First place.
Said, amazing, amazing talent. It's first, if Miami is yeah. anything near Jacksonville.
First place I had Frickles.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Wow.
Do you get a button for that or anything? First time Frickler.
They got a plaque in there.
It just changed our idea on a lot of things.
First time Frickle eater. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, hello, Todd. Welcome back to the men's room.
Yeah, sorry, I got disconnected getting off speakerphone.
No problem.
Hola, by the way.
Hola.
So, like I was telling Mike, my story is doesn't sound too super dangerous because it was at a zoo, but there's mitigating circumstances.
Okay.
It was a Dallas Zoo, and we knew the night curator, so we would go to him at night, and it was, you know, much funner at night when you're the only one there getting a special tour sure. by the curator. Well, this one day, we thought we'd have fun in the 80s. We were tripping on mescaline during the day. And my buddy and I thought it'd be a great day to call our buddy and visit the zoo that night. Maybe it wasn't the best idea, but we did have a great time. So we could go there. We wait for him to finish his dig so we could start walking around the zoo. And the first place we come to is the cat cages, like always. And of course, we get to go inside where you don't belong because we're with Tom. So we're right up against the fences, and we see the leopard, and we see a couple other cats, and then we get to where the black jaguar is, and he's kind of in the back of the cage. And of course, they're a lot more active at 1 a.m. than they are in the day when you go to the zoo.
Sure.
And you can see his eyes. So I'm actually kind of looking at him. Maybe I didn't look at him quite right. And before I knew it, he jumped up and charged at me full bore and slammed his body up against the cage right in front of my face and then hauled ass back to where he was.
Did you poop yourself a little
bit? It is amazing I did not soil myself. I think it's just because it happened fast.
You know what? Because you didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a... Hey, by the way, real quick, on the Hooters tip in Florida, mm-hmm. Somebody just wants to let you know, the Pensacola Hooters, the worst. That's what they say.
All right. We're going to Miami.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hola, guys. I don't remember this encounter since I was only 2 or 3, but I was still living in the home, my hometown of Chelan, and my mom dropped me off at a daycare while she went to work. I guess back in the early 90s in a small town, keeping doors open, not a big deal. Me being a toddler...
I wandered outside for a moment. Unbeknownst to me, a couple blocks down, a dog broke free from a fence and got free, and I just happened to be the first thing it saw. So, without hesitation, it jumped on top of me and just went ham on my face. Oh. Cops couldn't shoot it without risking shooting me, so they had to wrestle it off. Ended up killing it while it tried to attack the officers. It took most of my small face with it, and I somehow walked away with only a large scar on my nose and a couple smaller scars on my face and in my hairline. Mom was scared to death, though, because I looked bloody and chewed up by the time she got to the hospital. She told me apparently I didn't make a sound the entire time. I just seemed fine after I got out of surgery.
Cute doggy. Big teeth.
All the fellas and wobbin, this didn't happen to me, but my husband told me the story. When my husband was a kid in Anchorage in the late 80s, some teenagers went to the Anchorage Zoo and on a dare went into the polar bear cage habitat.
Jesus.
Bear's name was Binky. Of course, this was a terrible idea. Well, one kid got his Johnson bit off by Binky the Bear. I believe he lived to tell about it, but I'm not sure whether his wiener was saved or not. Apparently, after that, there were T-shirts made depicting Binky with a shoe in his mouth. That from Mindy. 2009, 10 at night, cruising down Highway 80. Highway at 80 miles an hour, minding my own business, and this damn Bambi starts walking across the road.
Damn Bambi.
I hit my brakes, and I came to and was taken to first responders. I killed the deer, but I'm still here. Some road rash and a broken collarbone in three spots, separated 3 centimeters. I don't remember anything. Funny thing was, is the bike before veered slightly to the left. If I free-handed the bike after it went dead straight down the road, I've been okay. Guys, I was moving from one previous place to my new apartment, was loading up my car. I saw a little chihuahua that belonged to my neighbor walking in the middle of the road.
Hi, hi, hi.
Well, my neighbor told me that a gang of dogs was out chasing people earlier, and I was kind of amused by a gang of chihuahuas terrorizing the neighborhood. Clearly, it had gotten out, so I tried to shoo it back into the house. Well, he was barking at me as I was walking behind him, and this alerted his crew. 3 more chihuahuas show up and surround me, all barking at me and trying to get close enough to bite me. I was being ganged up on by tiny dogs, and I had to start contemplating, do I pull a Miles? They are brave as I retreat. I put my foot out to fake like I'm going to kick them, and this pisses them off, and the leader bites my shoe. I start going directly at them, and they run back to their home, and their owner showed up right before I started teeing off on the little hellions. Would have been a bad look.
Just imagining this gang of chihuahuas like, all right, this is how you want to play it, man.
Funny timing, guys. The other morning, I noticed a hole in a brand new avocado I had on the counter. And the skin was crumbled underneath it.
All right.
My dumbass thought it was just a bad spot on the avocado that I didn't notice and the skin fell off. So I cut around the bad spot, ate that thing. Well, turns out we had a mouse in our home, and I shared a meal with it. Cross your fingers that I don't get some nasty disease. Mm. That from Irish. Guys, a few things regarding wild animals. In New Orleans, working as a pile driver on the riverside of Levee, our job site was flooded by rising rivers to the highest level since Katrina. 40 feet deep, about 25 by 20. We came back to work when the river receded, and there was a family of gators living in and near the hole.
Oh.
Trapped now, because they were within the piles when the river receded.
Right.
So, I had to catch a baby gator with a piece of chicken while standing on half-thick sheet piles. Pictures to come, including one creature caught in a hole. Also, a 50-pound catfish. A 6-foot cottonmouth at the bottom of the ladder.
No, thank you.
Other important animal encounters. Possum hung itself in my tree in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I have a pic. Raccoon got into my coworker's tent in the middle of the night in Lexington, Kentucky. Funniest thing I've ever seen. The tent was running like a hamster ball. Here's another, guys. We're sitting.
I was going to say, the possum was probably tired of the Winston-Salem. When you go there, everybody goes, wait till the morning. You can smell the tobacco.
We're sitting next to a sunny front window of my home one afternoon. We look out to see a young black bear lopping down the residential street. My boyfriend went to photograph it in our neighbor's yard, but it disappeared into the blackberry bushes by the stream. Hope it found its way back to Mama Bear. It was a little bit of a cub there.
To him, are those just berry bushes?
Exactly. Why gotta be blackberries, dog?
Yeah, exactly. Moving on to the birthdays. Guys, it's my 27th birthday today. Can I get a barbershop face sandwich? Anna, you like that. Thanks, guys. That from Nick.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
You like that?
Hello, gentlemen. I want to wish my husband, Riley, happy 27th birthday. Can he please get an original face sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about making airplane parts? Thanks, guys. That from Miranda.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah. I don't know much about making these airplanes, but tonight I will have you spread your wings. That would be your legs.
Yeah, it's the best thing about these airplanes is eventually also stuff that'll just blow over them.
Yeah.
The wings and whatnot.
Yeah, you'll be very aerodynamic tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two engines.
People, today's my birthday, and I know none of my friends and co-workers are right in, so here I am. I'm 28 years old. I'd like Ted to say, is Tinky Winky dead in his famous British accent? I'd like my... I can't do the thing on that one. A couple of gifts from Steve. Thanks, guys. That from John, who is listening in Grand Forks, North Dakota on Rock 95.
Is Tinky Winky dead?
Dead! Dead!
Miles, I have to know. I fooled a European person for about an hour.
You did?
Yeah.
Where do you think you were from?
They weren't sure. That was the confusion. But I just kept saying Brev and was just drunk enough.
But they couldn't place your accent.
Like, wait a minute. Like, is he? Is he not? Show it, Brev.
Hey, thank you, Wiggy Day.
Have a good time, yeah?
Yeah, it's like when you hear Christian Bale talk. Like, wait a minute.
That son of... Yeah.
Fooled everybody.
You like the accent, yeah?
Could you guys do a birthday shout out to my husband, Daniel? He's an electrician out in Seattle, and it's his birthday. He enjoys listening to you guys every day on the drive home. Give him the best of what you got, including the Dirty Germans, please.
Yeah, I feel like electricity so much. We will be exploring that tonight. So it will be shocking, the things I do to you.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing in Germany now. Everybody uses condoms, as we found out these cats have AIDS.
Yeah, it's changed everything. But I'm going to treat you like an electrician and say, I don't know who had sex with you last time, but they didn't do it right.
Yeah, the movie was that bad.
All of the jealous today is my wife, Sharina's 46th birthday. Could you wish her a happy birthday? Give her that birthday song. Maybe some Turtle Wax and the Dirty Germans. By the way, been listening to you guys since you joined KISW, wishing you nothing but the best going forward. And thanks for doing what you guys do. We appreciate it. That from Bob.
That's fun.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, for your birthday, we do a special celebration, a little game I call Bobbing for Cervix.
Yeah, it's the other one I like to play is how many bratwursts fit in your mouth. The cheeks look like a chipmunk right now.
Germans do like that.
Yeah, Bobbing for Cervix.
What, bratwursts?
No, there's tons of people involved.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they do. It's like everybody's invited. It's like two people are hooking up, like everybody in the entire party gets involved.
Yeah, we say how many fingers are in the room.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you chill out if you're more German. Have your friends come over.
Yeah, so everyone is a pinata. Everyone gets a turn.
So you don't know if you don't like it. You haven't seen it in person.
Guys, today's my wife Teresa's 50th birthday. By the way, she never listens to your show ever.
But me and my son do every day.
We're going to Vegas to celebrate. Please have Ozzy Ted let her know how much fun she's going to have. Stay thirsty, bitches. That from Sean.
Yeah, Teddy up in Melbourne. Yeah, she's 50. First thing she's going to do is get one of them frozen drinks and suck it all down. She's a champ. As she doesn't listen to the show, so I can't imagine she's that much fun. You get a lick it up. She'll be all right.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Ooh. I love this email right here. It's going to make you really happy.
Make me happy.
Okay. Subject is The Greatest Story Never Told. That's our brand new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Available now at radio.com.
It's not brand new. We're 12 deep. It's like saying new and improved. At some point, it's not new. It is not improved. It is just the freaking thing.
I say all the time, check out the Men's Room app, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is brand new, and it is absolutely free.
You've been saying that for like 5 years.
I'm going to keep saying that until someone says something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's radio. Some stations are all new for like 10 years.
Yeah. It's like the all new Wolf. You know what I mean? The all new everything. All new Men's Room right here. You know what I mean? We've been on the air for 15 years. We're all new. All new. Every show's a new show.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Think about it that way. So The Greatest Story Never Told podcast, sponsorship inquiry. Salespeople, listen up. Here you go. You got the speaker on back there. Here you go. Says, hi, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, someone's speaking. You don't
Mike,
be rude.
Mike says hi. I'm assuming you read this directly. Did you read this directly? You did read this directly. So I'm talking to you right now. On the off chance that no other potential sponsors have reached out to you, I would like to sponsor the next episode of your podcast.
Yes, yes. This is awesome. We got a sponsorship deal.
I don't own a business, nor do I have anything to sell. I'm just a man who sees an opportunity. What's the worst that can happen? Some details, highlights to turn into copy for a sponsorship read. Here you go. My name is Blake Bender.
I live in Linwood.
Okay.
All right. I was an intern on the BJ Shea Morning Experience in 2007. The isolated vocals
of
David Lee Roth that are still played on the Men's Room today are audio files originally ripped by me and submitted via the email.
You know what chicks he's gotten because of that? Mm-hmm.
The company I work for provides texting for radio stations. Please accept my offer of $5 via your choice of Venmo or PayPal. I would also be willing to join you and or the members of the podcast at Stan's Barbecue and split a family plate. Looking forward to hearing from you. That from Blake Bender. By the way, Blake, we've already determined that that $5 is going to go to our friends at the Fisher.
That's right.
So you are going to be the next sponsor of the next spot. We have been working diligently on finding a sponsorship for this damn thing. Mm-hmm. We have our first official sponsor. That would be Blake Bender, who has no business. He lives in Linwood, and he wants to join us at Stan's Barbecue for a plate, a family plate of barbecue.
What but now you're a sponsor.
Stan's is delicious, but get in line. I've got 285 episodes on the podcast.
You got a sponsor yet?
We've had offers.
Oh, you've had offers? Yeah.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve McCrow, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out which of these three stories, in fact, suck the least. So if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, it is. Like you said, we got three stories this week. We're going, it's this thing of it as payment or being cheap. It doesn't matter. We have a guy in Canada. He got his holiday bonus from the company he works for.
All right.
But he complained about it, got into some trouble. We also have a diner in Colorado that more people support than you'd think. I like their style personally, but not everyone's happy with some of the practices they have. And then we have a college professor in Missouri who, long story short, he wanted to pay for sex. It's the method that he offered to pay that has people upset. Although, me personally, I would take his deal. But let us start with the Canadian man who, under certain circumstances, let's face it, barbecue sauce, a wooden grill scraper, might be a welcome holiday gift. Those are not the circumstances. A Canadian man was fired after receiving a $27 present from his employer. And then he went off about it on Twitter. He says, quote, "What kind of multi-billion dollar company gifts its employees with barbecue sauce as a holiday gift?" I do not know what kind of barbecue sauce it was. Maybe it's delicious. Either way, that was his quote-unquote Christmas bonus. He bitched about it. Well, it ended up picking up traction on Twitter. That made its way to the HR department, and inevitably they, quote, fired him for violating the company's standards of conduct policy. Anyway, he's pissed off, but...
So you can't argue about a bottle of barbecue sauce being your holiday bonus?
Not in this particular company, but there's your holiday bonus.
I wonder if they had that written specifically like that.
And not everyone even gets a bonus, but he got a... A bottle of barbecue sauce, not happy about it, but that is their bonus to employers. Now we continue. Now you may have heard the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid person. Well, at Tom's Diner in Denver, they feel differently. In fact, this particular diner gained some attention online after a customer uploaded a photo of the receipt on Reddit. Now, first, the tab that he got, it reads pretty normally. One side of mashed potatoes, $2.99. One order, a chicken tenders basket is $9. But the last item is what has people talking. It's 38 cents, not a big charge, but it was for, quote, one stupid question. So the guy posted this, and of course people said, if I got paid every time someone asked a stupid question, I'd be a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it's not that they were trying to be rude, believe it or not. Tom's Diner, which they call an institution, they actually have that listed. That stupid question will cost you 38 cents, and they put it both under the sides and under the appetizers.
So even if you say, what is a stupid question? Apparently that's a stupid question.
That's a stupid question. And they charge you 38 cents. I don't know the question this particular customer asked, but they were in fact charged the 38 cents for being a moron. And now finally, we have a 57-year-old guy named Barry Pointer. He's from Missouri. He's a communications professor at Truman State University. He's one of three elders at his local church. But wouldn't you know it, apparently he goes on Grindr. He meets young men, some of whom are students at his college, and he offers them things for sexual favors. Now, most people offer money. We understand what prostitution is. But people are criticizing him not because he was soliciting prostitutes, but because he was offering to pay the prostitutes with an Arby's gift card. That's right. They got the meats. You give him the meat, he'll offer you an Arby's gift card.
Wonder how much.
So in the end, all it just seems like it's kind of a cheap, petty thing, right? You have the holiday bonus, if you will, in Canada, which is a bottle of barbecue sauce, and the company fires him because he bitches about it.
That's pretty...
You have the...
crazy.
You have Tom's Diner in Denver, Colorado, who I give my support to. 38 cents per stupid question. Keep in mind, again, it is placed on their menu, so it's not unknown. And then finally, the college professor, who in return for sexual favors, can hook you up with a delicious sandwich from Arby's.
Well, as far as our Facebook friends are concerned, Samantha says the diner sucks the least, especially because the article, if I read it correctly, said the diner does it as a joke, and it's actually on their menu, along with various other non-food item joke type things.
I mean, it's kind of a joke. They still charge her.
Correct. It's not the only joke on there. So there's a few of those jokes on that menu. Christopher says, come on, this is too easy. It's the diner. We all need a reality check to contain our stupidity at times. Josh agrees. Diner definitely sucks the least. I wonder how many times someone asked if it was tomato on the BLT.
Man, I'm the opposite.
I would charge you $1 for that.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny and stuff, but honestly, I think that's terrible. I hate the idea.
Why do you hate the idea?
Because I hate it when people call questions stupid.
Sure.
Overall, right? I think, honestly, we're at the point where we should ask a lot more questions in a lot of places of life. But people get so... This is just my personal thing.
Right.
I just think it's... Because a lot of times people go, well, that's a dumb question you ask. Maybe it is, but I want to know. So if I don't know, I'm going to ask. So just personally.
I'd rather ask and not know and be embarrassed by the fact that
exactly.
I don't know and find out the truth.
I don't know, casting an angel
today. Then be afraid
today.
To ask a question and not find out what I need to know.
Right. Now, it's 38 cents. It's just kind of a joke. So I'm like,
sure.
But I just don't like the overall idea.
I feel it.
The Canadian guy, look, here was the other part of that is that the people in the States...
got a much better Christmas
right, so he was just kind of like, oh, $6 barbecue, thank you, but I don't know. It seemed odd that they fired him, and then their PR department came, or their HR was like, we wish you hadn't gotten to this level. It's like, well, you could have handled it internally. You didn't have to fire him.
No, but he did not think that that would go viral.
No.
I'm sure when he put that out there, he's like, look,
I think who sucks the most is the college professor in Missouri. Rules to this game. He did not follow him.
Well, John...
Yeah, but... I like Arby's. I have him in the middle.
And that's what John says. He says, sucks that guy couldn't get service for Arby's. Trading meat?
I mean, just, it takes two to tango on that, right? And you have to agree to those terms. So if I say, yes, Professor, I'll have sex with you for an Arby's gift card.
CJ,
I'm not above that.
CJ says, why wouldn't he use an Arby's gift card to pay for some roast beef?
Thank you.
I don't think they were interested in the roast beef.
No, he was all about the guys. But you have to agree to it. I would take the Arby's gift card in a heartbeat.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day in 6 minutes. Also, headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, good news, Miles. West Virginia has invited a county in Virginia to defect and become part of their state.
Why?
I don't know. Get the high rent district?
Trying to think what that would accomplish there.
They already did that once.
They did?
Yeah, they seceded from Virginia as an entire state. 1863.
Oh, true.
During the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And then went north of Virginia.
So maybe one county's just finding out now.
That, wait, they left?
The Civil War's over.
I don't know.
I mean, I think you could do that in a ton of states.
They do say rural Virginia, the western more you get in that state.
I mean, pretty sure the counties of Washington and Oregon have talked about just redefining the borders pretty much after every election cycle, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to move to Canada, no matter who gets elected. We're going to redraw our states, no matter who gets elected. It's the same thing every time.
I mean, it's just the way it works out, right? Like, if you go to the western part of the state of Maryland, like, you have more in common with people in West Virginia than you do with, like, where I grew up in Maryland.
Exactly. Oh, people on the eastern shore.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we've had California and Texas try to secede from the Union over and over and over again. Never seems to work.
Yeah.
Interesting. Moving on, a woman says an American Airlines employee in San Diego followed her onto a plane, got her phone number off of her luggage tag, and started bombarding her with messages.
Hey, did you read all that?
The amount of sin next to
it's,
me.
You know,
it's gross.
It is. You're like, dude.
I apologize.
I apologize on behalf of men everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
For your behavior, which is ridiculous.
It's gross.
I treat you well all the time.
I noticed
he's
you.
A part of, yeah.
You're smoking
hot. This is one of those things growing up I never thought I would actually have to say. Like, that's not okay.
Apparently you do have to say it.
You do. I guess. Hey, I don't realize it.
I mean, can you imagine, like, if you needed a phone number of somebody I knew, right, you would say, hey, can I have that number?
Right.
Like, you can't just steal people's phone numbers and start calling them.
Oh, but apparently you can.
Right. Because now you're just some anonymous dude. She doesn't even know what you look like, man.
Hey.
Doggone it. Think for a minute. A McDonald's worker in Pittsburgh has been fired after someone took a photo of him at work with his hand down his pants.
Did you see the picture?
Of course not. I'm not working on it.
Is it good?
You know what,
is
man?
Is it graphic?
But no. Look at it like this. Ted, based on where we are from, that general area of the country, it looks like any dude with his hands down his pants. Honestly. Now look, it's a bad look.
Sure.
It really, really is, particularly if you're handling people's food. I'm just saying, Ted, when you see the picture, be like, oh, it doesn't look like they hired someone I would know.
It's more of a bad optics case versus an actual bad...
It's a real simple thing. Like, look.
It's just more of where people put their hands on on a different place.
But, what pockets are for, damn it?
I agree.
Yeah, but I don't know how to explain it. People don't do that.
They just don't. They just don't.
I just got to make sure it's still there.
It's weird.
More and more senior citizens are getting roommates because they can't afford retirement alone.
No, apply that to anybody.
Yeah.
Retirement, millennials just starting. I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
People are going broke. Inflation rises faster than your paycheck.
Right. Stuff is cheap. The things you need are not.
Right.
There you go.
It's a basic equation.
Also, I think that's a good thing.
That they're getting roommates? You bet.
Yes. Like, not that I'm tired of this argument, but sometimes older people fall, and it'd be better if there was other people around to help them.
Right.
Who do you have in mind, Ted?
Maybe you can get somebody that you can talk to on a daily basis. Somebody who remembers the things that you do.
I'm going to say that to my mom, dude. That's just rude.
What? We were talking about your mom, Ted?
Yes.
A study found that going to art museums can help you live longer.
Because you're walking around for hours?
Right.
Right, I mean...
Oh, Lordy. A 60-year-old babysitter in Pennsylvania was arrested after she drank Four Loko and fell asleep, leaving the 4-year-old boy that she was watching outside naked in the cold.
Oh, come on, man.
Luckily, a neighbor found him and he's okay. 60 years old and she's banging a Four Loko.
That's the wildest part of that story, man. 60 years old drinking a Four Loko.
Right.
And that's the person you chose to watch your kids.
Yeah, I think the real story here is that you weren't paying your babysitter enough. She's drinking Four Loko.
I'd have drank the good stuff if you paid me more.
Nothing in this liquor cabinet.
That is amazing. She left the kid outside. Like, it'd be one thing if she's passed out the kid's inside.
Yeah.
But, like,
you left
the kid outside?
Right, and he's nude. It's cold.
What's that TV show, Naked and Afraid?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A man in Florida intentionally...
This time we go to a city.
This time it's creepy.
Oh, a man in Florida intentionally drove into a man on a motorcycle, voluntarily gave cops his dash cam footage that showed it, and then fought the cops as they tried to arrest him.
I guess he felt he was in the right.
Right?
No.
Is it?
How stupid are you?
It's got to be just one of those angry drivers that just doesn't like motorcycle riders just on principle.
They're just riding all over the damn place and weaving in and out of traffic. They're the crazy ones.
Yes, they are. Doesn't mean you get to drive into them.
If you could do that, I'd be driving into all kinds of people. Oh, you got a Patriots hat on? Bam! Sorry, my bad.
But this guy never goes to California. He'll see a lane splitter and just lose his mind.
Exactly.
Open the door. I can't believe you're doing that.
I can. An elderly couple in California were terrorized by an intruder, but it wasn't your average run-of-the-mill intruder.
Why is that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. Let's get a contestant online right now. But good for profile. This will take color 9-844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.